attraction, June 9th, 2019. I like it like that.
Attention tourists and travelers, you have entered the event horizon at Roadside Attraction Live. And that sort of thing can set off a gravity wave, which will travel through space for a billion light years. It will curve space, time ever so slightly, such that when someone somewhere finds that a line between 2 points is just a tiny bit longer because it has crossed curved space, the effect will be measured and the theory will be proven. Until then, we're just all a wave of potential drifting through nothing for purposes as yet unknown. So silence your self-talk if you can. Listen to the Milky Way blinking and turning right when you smell the cloud of dust on the side of the road. Get ready to sucker punch your imagination and override your reptile brain. We'll entertain you with stories and songs, a giant ball of twine, and a 2,000-pound groundhog. That's me. I'm filling in for the regular groundhog. Now see the tall man stage left for the last really tough-minded thinking for 200 miles. He's Mark Jeffers, our guide.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to RoadsideAttractionLive.com. I'm your guide, as always, but I'm a little bit lost today, I gotta confess. I followed some music, and it led me to a parallel dimension, the one you're in. The way that sort of quantum shift manifests is a state of forgetfulness. You probably experienced that too. Now, I want to show you a little place across the tracks, but I can't remember what it's called. Now, while I try to summon that knowledge, let's put Matt and Red to work. They are Mini Bingo.
Smoke Kents began to tell me about his life. Many roads he had drove, far away from the hill. Said, I'm never going back to that. I'm gonna stay right here. So many people scarred his life. He had vengeance in his eyes. Peace and wisdom were sacrificed, and then he fell into the fire. And we go down the road, and we go down the road. He said, I can't feel what I need to feel, and I'm not getting what I need. There's so much suffering around the world, we just stand there and watch them all bleed. Sometimes the message ain't always good, people ain't always fair, but somebody's gotta stand up, somebody's got to care. 10,000 people in the street, music dancing on their feet, holding time, surrounded by the clear blue sky. And we go down the road, and we go down the road. Thank you. go down the road, and we go down the road. Castles on the trail of doves, princes fight from up above. He saw Queen's son spit in his eye. She said, get up, boy, before I let you die. There came fire from above. A mission bell rang way up high. They said, boy, don't you believe? He said, I can't leave my friend here. There's another day to leave your God and my friend lying here, and I think he's dying. Oh no, I can't let him go. Oh no, I can't let him go. Oh no, I can't let him go. We go down the road, down the road, down the road.
Woo! Yeah. Matt Bianski and Red Baumgartner from Mini Bingo. Matt, what was that song?
That was called We Go Down.
Awesome.
Did you hear that?
Did you write it?
Did you hear that? Yes, we did. We wrote that years ago.
That's amazing. Tell me who you got with you playing along.
Well, we got Eric. We're going first names tonight. We got Eric on the congas.
Yeah.
We got Don on the mini kit.
Yep.
It's here for Don. We got Red on guitar, Brian Baumgartner. We got Rich on guitar. Marcia on the bass.
Yeah.
And Sharon Lane on pianos and vocals and megaphone thing.
It's got this, and I like it like that.
All right, guys, how about a little traveling music?
You're listening to Roadside Attraction Live, brought to you by the Future Works, your source for sustainable careers for the post-digital era. We sell survival. Get it while you can. And buy
the packing plant by the river. Our hot dogs taste like catfish liver.
Still the customers come.
God love them, they're dumb.
Through the open doors to the killing floors.
Well, it's a ding, dang, dong.
Gimme, dimme, gimme, gimme, dimme, gimme, dimme, gene. Well, ding, dang, dog, rich of habeas corpus and e pluribus unum, I'm Dimmagene from down to Packing Plant by the river, and I'm dancing to the jailhouse rock today and every day because one of our guys in our community affairs department down here at Dimmagene Products has done a little research that really paid off in a way that will allow us to believe that we're bringing some humanitarian work for tax purposes and helping to make the community safer and, most important, bringing in a great big pile of money all at the same time. You know, down here at Dimmagene Products, a lot of us have had the opportunity to learn firsthand just how lousy prison food can be. And we believe that society should demand more fair and humane treatment of prisoners. So in order to do our part for the betterment of mankind, we developed a brand new product we call Jailhouse Jerky. Just an ounce of this stuff can provide hours of chewing satisfaction, and it'll help clean prisoners' teeth, just like our very similar product for pet food market is useful in controlling the dental hygiene for dogs. It's a pretty good product, and it's available with our own nicotine barbecue sauce, but, you know, I got to tell you, we've had a hard time getting anybody to buy this. It enabled us to make our contribution to society. So the other day, that researcher from the Community Affairs Department put some paperwork together for me, and he suggested that I should go see an influential guy downtown. So I did, and I said to him, hi, I'm Dimmagene from down to Packing Plant by the river. But, you know, I'll bet you and me ain't so different. I'll bet we got a lot in common. For instance, I have a real powerful attraction to skinny redheads that like to dress kind of trashy, and I'll bet you do too. I'll bet you like to watch them walk away and toss their hair over their shoulder. I know I do. I'll bet you have some special one that you really like, one with lots of freckles on her flat little tummy, who likes to meet you for lunch in room 12 at the Hidden Camera Motel on Wednesday afternoons. And I'll bet you'd just love to have a series of 8x10 color photographs of the two of you savoring your lunch together. And then I showed him the paperwork our community affairs people give me. And then I said, you know, you would not think to look at her that she's just 17. Well, this influential guy said he would like to buy all of them photographs, and he even wanted the flash drive. And he went on to say that not only would he be happy to arrange for the purchase of our jailhouse jerky, he thought it would be a really good idea if we were to become preferred distributors and provide the full line of our premium prepared food products for prison. You know, this little gesture of goodwill taught me a lesson about the value of community affairs, and so it is so gratifying for me to be able to serve the community in this way. And I've had the opportunity to reevaluate my position on judges, juries, jails, and incarceration in general. I used to be opposed to harsh penalties in police states. I just didn't see the profit in it. But now I say, let's get them criminals off the streets. I think we need to build more jails. We need longer sentences and more mandatory sentences. We need more life sentences and more hungry criminals and more things that are crimes. Hell yeah, this is a regular bonanza. So stop on down to the packing plant. Come to the back door. Come to the killing floor. Ask for Dimogene. We got a voter registration drive going on. It doesn't matter whether you're sympathetic to hungry criminals or tough on crime. We got you covered either way. Make America eat meat again in jail.
Jailhouse jerky may cause excessive drooling and therefore not be chewed while sleeping. Jailhouse jerky can lower your ability to fight infections, mood disorders, or fellow inmates. Do not share jailhouse jerky with any others if you have tuberculosis. Tell the warden if you are planning to become pregnant, as this should not be possible in jail. Vivid, unusual, and strange dreams often involving machetes have been reported. Dimogene products is not responsible.
All right, folks, I'm still trying to find that place across the tracks. I can't remember the name. It must be a side effect of that jailhouse jerky. Now, the last time I was down there, I lost my shoes. Now, that's something people used to do in the 60s. All I remember is a bunch of people yelling. They were yelling, "Go, man, go," which is a beatnik thing, but it's also a marker. Okay, so help me out here. If you all holler, "Go, man, go," I'll just follow the sound of your voice. I'll make it loud now, okay? Ready? On three. One, two, three.
Go, man, go!
Oh, yeah, I think that worked. I could almost hear Neil Cassidy's voice. Okay, so instead of guiding, I'll let myself be guided. Now, that's what we ask you to do, so we should be able to do it, too. It seems that you've called us to the big front porch at the Center for Therapeutic Indolence, and here we are. Now, it's always kind of a guilty pleasure to be here, and that's the band on the porch, John DeBuck's Guilty Pleasures.
It's a song called John Prine's Blues. This is not on the record, but this is one that's probably on the next one, maybe. With you get on a bus and I will too. Kalamazoo sound good to me, so how about you? Ooh-wee, Kalamazoo, tip a canoe. gets on my last nerve, treats me like I'm three. What good does it serve? Grounding me, hounding me. Oh, what's the use? John Prine's blue. Take a walk with me in John Prine's shoes. She's been in my stuff, she's been through my room. Where's my dipping snuff, my Heidi
know you if I passed you on the street. Unless I ran right into you, staring at my feet. You've changed a little more every time we meet. But slowly eyes may recognize our hearts don't miss a beat. It ain't that far, ain't but 25 steps to the old bar. We'll take my car, we'll drink until we peel away the years of tar. We'll gather where the wrinkles and the cracks are. I'm still your old rock star. You're my Achilles heel, you know you are. So what you waiting for? It ain't that far. Drip from me so lit, like yellow from the moon. And the words would flow so thick and slow, you could eat them with a spoon. Till one day my muse took a cruise, left my heart to swoon. Now she's back with a Marshall stack on a Tuesday afternoon. It ain't that far, ain't but 25 steps to the old bar. We'll take my car, drink until we peel away the years of tar. They gather where the wrinkles and the cracks are. I'm still your old rock star. You're my Achilles heel, you know you are. So what you waiting for? It ain't that far. I ain't heard one word from you since who knows when. Letters that I meant to send. But I will never, 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 never not be your friend. If you should find true love, if the world should end, let's drink our pride and sling inside the old time photo booth. I can't find a safer place to face the ugly truth. And I'd say we came through okay, a little longer in the tooth. Let's spin our wheels and click our heels in the twilight of our youth. It ain't that far, ain't but 25 steps to the old bar. We'll take my car, we'll drink until we peel away the years of tar. Gather where the wrinkles and the cracks are. Your old rock star, my Achilles heel, you know you are. What you waiting for? It ain't that far. I said you know you are. So what you waiting for? It ain't that far.
Hey, John.
Hello.
So tell us about your new album, bud.
It's called Where Have I Been All Your Life, and we're pretty proud of it. It's a couple of years in the making, and it's everything we are on a little piece of, what is it,
whatever,
steel, vinyl?
Whatever a CD's made out of,
yes,
all of those things.
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, introduce your band to us while you're here.
The Guilty Pleasures are me, John DeBuck. I'm a guitar player and a vocalist. Guitar on the record is done by Todd Widener. Our current guitar player is Rich Reuter.
Yeah. Woohoo! Yeah.
And moving forward, he played some keys on the record as well. Bass, Tom Rasticus, and drums, the ever-reliable Brian Hoflick.
All right. Yeah. Guilty pleasures, everybody. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
RoadsideAttractionsLive.com is a treasure map. One of the treasures is the Live at Yellow Cab link. Follow that to Upstart Art and Found Sound. It's there for those who search. Kylene Downs, Paige Beller, damn, that's some life force there.
And sometimes life force moves a little more slowly and speaks a little more softly. It's like the difference between wine and cognac. Now both are good. Now here's the poet, Bill Mooney, to demonstrate.
Hi, everybody.
Hi,
They say things are solid, liquid or gas, but the earth moves like a river or a cloud gliding past. The water ripples, turns into light, sings with the pebbles to the water in flight. Across the lagoon, sweet laughter is heard as children throw breadcrumbs to panhandling birds. They sit by a grave among all these stones and think about what life is besides skin and bones. They say things are liquid, solid, or gas, but the earth flows like a river or clouds gliding past. They say things are solid, liquid, or gas, but the earth flows like a river or a cloud gliding past. The water ripples, turns into light, and sings with the pebbles to the water in flight. Across the lagoon, sweet laughter is heard as children throw breadcrumbs to panhandling birds. I sit by this grave among all these stones and think of what life is besides skin and bones. They say things are solid, liquid, or gas, but the earth flows like a river or a cloud gliding past.
Bill Mooney, everybody. Now, folks, we've been making Sharon Lane work extra hard tonight. She's the announcer, filling in for the vacationing 2,000-pound groundhog. She's doing disclaimers, too, for Demi Jean. Now, we're going to see her in her natural habitat. Your stage, Sharon.
Oh, I like it like that. It's such a night. You know when such a night. Sweet. It's such a night, you know it's such a night. Steal away, oh, you know the time, oh, the time is right. Your eyes caught mine, and at a glance, you let me know that this was my chance. You came here with my best friend, Jim. Here I am trying to steal you away from him. Well, if I don't do it, somebody else will. If I don't do it, somebody else will. Well, if I don't do it, somebody else will. If I don't do it, somebody else will. Well, is that night, you know where such a night. sweet confusion under the moonlight. Such a night, you know it's such a night. Steal away, oh, you know the time, oh, the time is right. I couldn't believe my ears, and my heart just skipped a beat when you told me to take you walking down that old dark street. You came here with my best friend Jim. Here I am. I like it like that. That's for Dr. John. I love you, Dr. John. He's going to be somebody that's missed because, see, you know, sometimes you like it like that. Sometimes you like it like when you wake up in the morning and you like it like that because you wake up the same time and you watch the sun come up or you watch it almost peek through a nasty little cloud and you're happy because you like it like that. And then you go downstairs and your favorite coffee cup, you know, the one that you like because you like it like that. It's just the right size. It's just the right color. And it's dirty in the sink from the day before and you didn't wash it. But you know you got to have that cup so you wash it real quick and you put your coffee in it because you like it like that. You know, it's kind of like that. We like it like that, whatever it is, and we're willing to do it, walk uphill, downhill, turnover, roll in the mud because we like certain things just like that. And we can't help ourselves. We like it like that. We like roller coasters just like that. That go way high and go way down and we throw up later. We like it like that. We can't help ourselves. So I like it like this. I like it to get up here and just do our thing and be happy and just smile and make good music and listen to silly thought because we like it like that.
Side Attractions Live, recorded live at Yellow Cab Tavern in Dayton, Ohio. This is a city where the Dayton Peace Accords were signed, but that was the old country. That's mostly forgotten. Now we're known as a place that got hit by at least 15 tornadoes on a single night. We keep singing, we need help. We're going to need help for months, for years. It's bad. Welcome to Dayton.
Well, folks, that place we've been looking for turned out to be a state of mind. But hey, we found it. And we know what to call it. Let's go there now. Come on.
I'll take Sally, and you'll take Sue, and we're gonna rock away.
show you where it's at.
The name of the place is the
I like it like that. The last time I was down there, they lost my shoes. And had some cat shouting the blues. The people were yelling, shouting out for more. But all I kept saying was, go, man, go.
Come on.
Let me show you where it's at.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, let me show you where it's at.
Come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is.
I like it like that.
Come on. Let me show you.
Come on.
Let me show you where it's at.
Oh, come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place.
I like it like that.
Well, folks, it's story time. Ooh. Now let's hear from Scott Millsop and friends.
Hamburgers. Hank burst through the door shouting. He was exuberant. He was shouting,
I don't have to be an artist anymore.
Hazel was there. She was drying her hair. Hamburgers were thawing in the kitchen. Hazel didn't hear Hank over the hairdryer, so she said,
did you say something, Hank?
Hazel always speaks people's names when she talks to them because she's had awareness training. Hank popped his head into the bathroom when he said,
step away from that mirror, Hazelnut. I'm gonna shave this mustache off because I don't have to be an artist anymore.
The message reached Hazel with the speed of sound, but the meaning struck her with the speed of thought. This was wonderful news. This news meant that everything could be different and better. This news could begin a new beginning.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, Hank,
said Hazel.
I'm so happy for us, but Hank, this is all so sudden.
Actually, it was not sudden at all. Hank had been test marketing the idea on himself for some time. He recognized many attractive possibilities in not being an artist. He could have a decent job, a home, a family. He could live like other people. For months, he had been brooding. Happily, his job was unattractive and unrewarding, but it left him ample time to be an artist. Unhappily, though, his art seemed unlikely to ever, as they say, put the hamburgers on the table. Hank's art was a collection of unfinished examples of too many experiments attempting to understand one really terrific idea that he, Hank, had. Hank embraced Hazel in that chaste way she has of not encouraging body contact below the shoulders. Hank loved her. She was safe, an anchor in the drift of Hank's uncertain and probably hostile universe. Hank himself was uncertain, even of Hazel. He could not understand why she stayed with him this long. He was, after all, an artist. Hank was full of crazy ideas and screwball notions. Hank, for instance, might spend all night staring at the stars from a lawn chair and then observe, insist that
the stars are alive. We are fools. See how we spend our time wondering if life in space, when it has been observed and obvious along every star of the planet, is a living, marvelously intelligent, fantastically powerful, and probably virtually infinite living being. What a vain species we are. What a narrow view we have. Why do we expect other life forms to drive Toyotas, listen to the radio, and eat hamburgers?
Then there was the problem that he, Hank, had with morals and ethics. If he didn't think something was right, he just wouldn't do it. He got fired from jobs. Recently, he had been fired from a halfway decent job managing a restaurant because he had refused to fire a waitress who had been the owner's lover and who had acted snotty toward the owner's new lover who had acted catty first.
Those are not sufficient grounds,
Hank objected to the owner.
And besides, it's wrong.
You're wrong, said the owner.
She'll get fired anyway, Hank.
Hazel argued at home, but he, Hank, wouldn't compromise. As it turned out, only Hank got fired, and the owner and the waitress got back together again.
Dumb,
was what Hazel thought, and that's what she told her friends, who agreed.
Everybody's got to do things that aren't right,
said Hazel's friend Harriet.
That's right,
Hazel agreed.
Besides, who is Hank to say what's right or wrong? Not everybody likes their hamburgers the same way, you know.
You're right, Harriet.
Hazel agreed again, and she continued.
Did you know that Hank wouldn't take a job that his uncle said he could get for him? Hank said he didn't want to do illustrations for technical manuals for missile guidance systems. He wouldn't even try for the job. It was a great job, too. Benefits including dental and medical including pregnancy, membership in a health spa, everything.
But that is past now, and Hank regards his smooth upper lip. He catches himself remarking the change in his appearance, and he reminds himself,
it's no longer necessary to remark anything. I don't have to be an artist anymore.
It was such a great relief to Hank that he looked 5 years younger already. Hazel felt 5 years younger.
Can you get a job now?
Hazel asked, and when Hank nodded, she said,
and buy a house? And give me a baby?
And when Hank nodded again, she, Hazel, felt 10 years younger. Hank called everybody he knew on the phone.
I don't have to be an artist anymore,
said Hank.
Thank God,
said a close friend named Hal.
I thought you'd never give up.
I did, though,
Hank exulted.
I gave up.
Well, that's great, man. I remember when I gave up, made me feel 5, 10 years younger. Say, Hank, let's start getting back together again, huh?
I'd really like that,
Hank said.
How about tomorrow? We can have a few drinks, a few laughs, maybe even a few hamburgers.
Yes, yes, I'd like a few drinks, a few laughs, and maybe a few hamburgers.
In fact, Hank had lately been reading Kuhn's Structure of Scientific Revolutions in conjunction with Quine and Ullian's Web of Belief and counterpointing those with the Rosicrucian Cosmo conception and Uspensky's Tertium Organum at the same time as he was reading a Robert Bly edition of Poems of the Twofold Consciousness, and he was tired, exhausted from thinking about the nature of knowledge and or the distinction between truth, understanding, and perception and knowledge, and he needed a few drinks, a few laughs, and a few hamburgers.
Hank doesn't have to be an artist anymore, Harriet.
Does that mean what I think it means?
I think it does, Harriet.
That's wonderful, Hazel.
It is wonderful, Harriet.
Are you sure he's not just kidding himself?
I don't know, Harriet. He's right here. I'll ask him. Hank, are you sure you're not just kidding yourself?
Tell Harriet I'm sure.
Harriet, he's sure.
Hazel, I'm so happy for you. You know, I've always wondered what you saw in that guy. I mean, he is, after all, or was anyway, an artist.
I think he'll make interesting babies, Harriet.
Hazel said and gave a long glance to Hank.
Goodbye, Harriet. Have a nice day. How did you decide on this, Hank?
Hazel asked, running an appreciative fingertip over Hank's newly smooth upper lip.
Well,
Hank said,
I was just so depressed because it seemed like nothing I was doing was meaningful. I was having lunch, and then it hit me. It doesn't have to be meaningful. I was so excited I could hardly finish my hamburger.
Hank and Hazel had some friends over for a cookout and a backyard bonfire. Hank ceremoniously burned his recent art, except for a couple of unfinished experiments on his really terrific idea, and he hid those under the seat of his car. Hazel insisted that he keep some of the sophisticated things that he had done when he was a student and that most people liked. Hank got a job assisting managing a fast food restaurant chain, and then he got a store manager job at a new location at a salary that would surprise many people, including dental and medical and free hamburgers. Hazel found them a cute house and they bought it. Hazel had an interesting baby boy they named Harry, and they raised him to always do what was right, to study and learn as much as he could, to persevere and to meet all challenges and to do something really terrific in this world. And then, of course, everyone lived normally ever after, except Hank and Harry. Harry grew up to be an artist, of course, and it turned out Hank had just been kidding himself.
All right. right, folks. Thanks for playing. And remember, you are the only thing that you know. And that's why we offered this affirmation. I like it like that.
Thank you, thank you, thank you to the Yellow Cab Tavern for hosting the IRL version of Roadside Attraction, and to Tara Moore. Mark Jeffers is our host on the podcast and our host at Yellow Cab. Mark and Tara make it possible, all possible. And their dog, Toasty, made sure they were loved and safe for a long, long time, but then she left this world. Happy trails, Toasty. They'll all meet again at the Rainbow Bridge. Come in to Yellow Cab for Showcase Thursdays, too. It's a singer-songwriter listening room hosted by Windsor Knotts. It's always good, often great, and it's living proof that all those commentators on YouTube who say today's music is not good, well, they need to get out more and pay attention. Windsor is also our musical director, stage manager, sound tech, executive assistant, rhythm guitar player, and general dog spotty at Roadside Attraction. Our featured performers today were Guilty Pleasures. Yes, they were. We heard from Sharon Lane, Matt Basinski, Rich Reuter, Eric Wright, Don Weingun, Marcia Cornwell, this show's version of the Roadside Band. Scott Millsop wrote, produced Roadside Attraction. He was also Billy Jean, and then he filed a report from Charlieville. Pascal Diola, Sarah Noakes, Brandon Berry, and Sue Miller added their voices. Bill Mooney was our guest poet. We understand that ideas are energy beings that think for you. Here's a tip, they'll go away if you ask them to. Jeff Opp set up the sound in the room and recorded the show. This is Jeff's room. It's an award-winning room. Thank you, Jeff. Brandon Berry is a video producer, director, and editor of this video thing. Camera operators were Max Green and Alan Bart. I'm Sharon Lane, the guest voice of the 2,000-pound brown hog. Roadside Attraction is an AHA production. How bad did I screw up your name?